Reacher and Knox got the passengers seated, and then they ducked back out into the cold and hauled suitcases out of the dead bus's luggage hold. The old folks would need nightwear and prescriptions and toiletries and changes of clothes. There were a lot of suitcases. They filled the prison bus's spare seats and most of the aisle. Knox sat down on one. Reacher rode, standing next to the driver, as close to a heater vent as he could get. The wind buffeted the bus, but the tires had chains, and progress was steady. They came off the highway after 7 miles, and rumbled past a rusted yield sign that had been peppered by a shotgun blast. They hit a long, straight county two-lane. They passed a sign that said, "Correctional facility ahead. Do not stop for hitchhikers." The sign was brand new, crisp, and shiny with reflective paint. Reacher was not pleased to see it. It would make moving on in the morning a little harder than it needed to be. The inevitable question was asked less than a minute later. A woman in the front seat looked left, looked right, looked a little embarrassed, but spoke anyway. She said,
"We're not going to be put in jail, are we?"
"No, ma'am," Reacher said. "A motel, probably. I expect this was the only bus free tonight." The prison driver said, "Motels are all full," and didn't speak again. 5 to 7 in the evening. 57 hours to go. The county two-lane ran straight for more than 10 miles. Visibility was never more than 10 yards at a time. The falling snow was bright in the headlight beams, and beyond it was guesswork. Flat land, Reacher figured, judging by the unchanging engine note. No hills, no dales, just prairie, flattened further by what was surely going to be a whole extra foot of snow by the morning. Then they passed a sign. Bolton City Limit. Population 12,261. Not such a small place, after all. Not just a dot on the map. The driver didn't slow. The chains chattered onward. Another mile, then another. Then there was the glow of a street lamp in the air. Then another. Then a cop car, parked sideways across the mouth of a side street, blocking it. The car had its red roof lights turning lazily. The car had been stationary for a long time, that was clear. Its tire tracks were half full of fresh snow. The bus clattered on for another quarter mile, and then slowed and turned 3 times. Right, left, right again. Then Reacher saw a low wall with a loaf of snow on top and a lit sign along its length. Bolton Police Department. Behind the wall was a big parking lot, half full with civilian vehicles. Sedans, trucks, crew cab pickups. They all looked recently driven and recently parked. Fresh tire tracks, clear windshields melting slush on their hoods. The bus eased past them and slowed and came to a stop opposite a lit entrance lobby. The engine settled to a noisy idle. The heater kept on going. The police station was long and low. Not a small operation. The roof was flat and had a forest of antennas poking up through the snow. The lobby door was flanked by a pair of trash cans, like two proud sentinels. The lobby looked warm. The prison driver hauled on a handle and opened the bus door, and a guy in a police parka came out of the lobby with a snow shovel and started clearing the path between the trash cans. Reacher and Knox started hauling suitcases out of the aisle, out of the bus, into the police station. The snow was letting up a little, but the air was colder than ever. Then the passengers made the transfer. Knox helped them down the step. Reacher helped them along the path. The guy in the parka saw them in through the door. Some sat down on benches. Some stayed standing. Some milled around. The lobby was a plain square space with dull linoleum on the floor and shiny paint on the walls. There was a reception counter in back, and the wall behind it was covered with cork boards, and the cork boards were covered with thumb-tacked notices of different sizes and types. Sitting in front of them on a stool was an old guy in civilian clothes. Not a cop, an aide of some kind. The guy in the parka disappeared for a moment and came back with a man Reacher took to be Bolton's chief of police. He was wearing a gun belt and a uniform with two metal bars stuck through the fabric on both peaks of his shirt collar, like an army captain's insignia. The guy himself was what Peterson was going to be about 15 years into the future, a tall, lean plainsman going a little stooped and soft with age. He looked tired and preoccupied and beset by problems and a little wistful, like a guy more content with the past than the present, but also temporarily happy, because he had been handed a simple problem that could be easily solved. He took up a position with his back against the counter and raised his hands for quiet, even though no one was talking. He said, "Welcome to Bolton, folks. My name is Chief Tom Holland, and I'm here to see that you all get comfortable and taken care of tonight. The bad news is that the motels are all full, but the good news is that the people of Bolton are not the kind of folks who would let a group of stranded travelers such as yourselves sleep a night on cots in the high school gymnasium. So the call went out for empty guest rooms, and I'm glad to say we got a good response, and we have more than a dozen people right here, right now, ready to invite you into their homes just like honored visitors and long-lost friends." There was a little low talking after that, a little surprise, a little uncertainty, then a lot of contentment. The old folks brightened and smiled and stood taller. Chief Holland ushered their hosts in from a side room. 5 local couples and 4 local men and 4 local women who had come alone. The lobby was suddenly crowded. People were milling about and shaking hands and introducing themselves and grouping together and hunting through the pile for their suitcases. Reacher kept count in his head. 13 knots of people, which implied 13 empty guest rooms, which exactly mirrored the 13 Mount Rushmore motel rooms on Knox's official paperwork. Peterson was a good advance man. Reacher wasn't on Knox's official paperwork. He watched as the lobby emptied. Suitcases were hoisted. Arms were offered. The doors were opened. Pairs and threesomes and foursomes walked out to the waiting vehicles. It was all over inside 5 minutes. Reacher was left standing alone. Then the guy in the parka came back in and closed the doors. He disappeared down a dog-legged corridor. Chief Holland came back. He looked at Reacher and said,